All right, folks, buckle up, because today we're diving headfirst into a topic that plagues almost every single one of us at some point. It's procrastination. You know that feeling when you've got this mountain of to-dos staring back at you like a grumpy troll, but the couch is looking awfully comfy? Yeah, me too. But hey, let's be honest, we all procrastinate sometimes. It's like our brain has a little, nope, button programmed right into it. The good news is, we can learn to kick procrastination's butt and become time management ninjas. First things first, let's talk about why we procrastinate. Ever feel like you're overwhelmed by a task? Maybe it feels too big, too scary, or just plain boring. Well, our brains are wired to avoid discomfort, so they try to steer us away from those feelings. We get distracted by that cute cat video, binge watch another episode of our favorite show, or suddenly remember we need to reorganize the spice rack, anything to avoid the dreaded to-do. But here's the thing, procrastination only makes things worse in the long run. You end up cramming everything at the last minute, stressing yourself out, and likely not doing your best work. It's like trying to bake a cake without reading the recipe, a recipe for disaster. So, how do we break free from this procrastination trap? Here are 5 key takeaways that'll help you conquer your time management. 1. Break it down. You know how some of us feel intimidated by tackling a giant jigsaw puzzle. It's overwhelming, right? Well, tasks often work the same way. Instead of staring down a monstrous project, break it into smaller, more manageable chunks. Think of it like assembling that puzzle one piece at a time. Suddenly, it doesn't seem so daunting anymore. 2. Prioritize like a boss. Not all tasks are created equal. We've got urgent stuff and we've got important stuff. Learn to prioritize. The Eisenhower Matrix is your best friend here. It helps you categorize tasks as urgent, important, important, not urgent, etc., so you can focus on what truly matters. You don't want to spend all day putting out fires if a major project needs attention, right? 3. Schedule it. Treat your time like gold. Literally, schedule blocks in your day for specific tasks. It's amazing how powerful this simple trick is. When you have dedicated time slots, you're less likely to get sidetracked and more likely to actually get things done. Plus, you can start seeing yourself as a master of your own schedule. Talk about empowerment. 4. Time boxing, your new secret weapon. This one's like setting a timer for your tasks. Instead of saying, "I'll work on this project until it's finished," try setting a time limit, say 30 or 60 minutes. You might be surprised by how much you can accomplish when you're working with a deadline. It's a great way to beat procrastination and keep those creative juices flowing. 5. Reward yourself. Hey, let's be real here. We need motivation. Celebrate your wins, big or small. After completing a task or reaching a milestone, treat yourself to something you enjoy. Whether it's a cup of coffee, a walk in the park, or an episode of your favorite show, reward yourself for crushing those goals. You deserve it. Now, let me paint you a picture. Imagine this. You have a huge presentation due next week. It feels like a monster looming over you, and every time you try to start working on it, your brain screams, "Nope," but "Hold on." Remember those 5 golden nuggets we just talked about? First, you break down the presentation into smaller parts. Research, outline, slides, practice. Then you prioritize. Focus on finishing the research first, since that's the foundation. Next, schedule time slots in your calendar for each part of the project. You even use the time boxing technique to stay focused and avoid getting bogged down. And guess what? You celebrate every small victory along the way. A finished section of the outline, a polished slide, you treat yourself to that coffee break. And bam! You rock that presentation like a pro. You feel confident, accomplished, and maybe even a little bit badass. That's the power of mastering procrastination and time management. Remember, folks, conquering procrastination isn't about being perfect. It's about making progress every single day. Take those steps, celebrate your wins, and remember, you got this. Now go out there and make something amazing happen. And hey, don't forget to share this episode with someone who needs a little time management boost. See you tomorrow for another dose of awesomeness.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.